And then tell me, how is it going?
It's going very well. Very, very well.
What you have been doing?
Cutting trees and raking and putting leaves in the next to the pump. And yeah, it has been a very fun morning.
Where are you?
I am in Isambalam School.
Cool. And how is the situation? How do you see?
Quite bad.
Yeah? What is mainly around?
Trees.
Yeah?
And bamboo.
And bamboo. And it's getting better?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And now we're the volunteer of Oroville that's going to tell us, like, what was your, like, what bring you here? Tell me your name and, like...
Okay, hi, I'm Rashmi. And for me, this cleaning up, I feel Oroville is my place and I have to clean it up personally. So I'm cutting it out, making it clean. At least it'll be better for somebody else and for others also. So that's it.
And how did you get to know about the cleanup? How long you've been in Oroville? How long you're going to stay?
Past 2 months I'm here and I'll be staying here for, I'm a long-term guest here, so maybe 2 to 3 years I'll be here only. And I got to know from these people, they were talking about something, getting together at 9 o'clock and something like that. Then I saw the posters at Sola Kitchen, so I was like very happy, I wanted to do it, and I got a bunch of my people so to work with. Thank you.
See, for my schools, actually 2 days we declared the holidays due to rain. Because we don't get water stills and the no electricities, so no transportations, no way for coming for the schools. So this kind of needs we need. We want to clear this road first, and then we need electricities and we need water facilities. Then only we can open the schools.
And why is important to reopen the school? Can you talk about like what is Isambalam School do, which is the kids that are coming?
Yeah, because this school is an entirely different school. This alternative education methods are adapting these schools. So the children are like these systems and parents are like these. So the teachers also like these systems. So that's why we are like these schools. Isambalam schools became nice schools. It's a modern school, so we love this.
Good. And also it's because, like, I don't know, the kids, they need to come. Because how is the situation? You know the situation, the kids in their own house?
Yeah, but we doesn't see it, but we know how, we contact with parents. They said my houses are fully fell down, so there is no roof, there is no water. I don't know, maybe we need 1 or 2 days extra leave for my children, and then we can completely we settle the house and everything. Then we can send it their children to the schools. So maybe that's the things.
Okay. Thank you, Shankar.
Yeah.